One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that helps keep kids safe online. Follow the link in the show notes to get more information and a special promotion for you, the Backseaters.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, directly across from me, on a laptop several thousand miles away from me, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson. Melissa is in our home in San Diego, our future actual podcast studio, but right now our disheveled bedroom.
Yes.
And I come to you from the bright lights of Jasper, Georgia, at a Salvation Army camp, day six on the road. A lot of the time, you know, when you do these camps, I do a lot of different camp type gigs for, you know, the occasional youth camp. I do a lot of recovery events. This one was for a group of Salvation Army officers, 90% of who really liked me, 5% of who hated my guts, and 5% of who just left. But a lot of
maybe
time,
they had a really long retreat day.
You know, there is an element.
Wasn't gonna work today,
right? And also, I just tell myself, like, I mean, there were I kid you not, Melissa, there were people who just stared at me with hate in their heart for 45 minutes.
Stared through you.
Yeah. And some people, like, and some people were on their
phones. It is Monday night.
It is Monday night.
Yeah.
And people in the Salvation Army live a very intense life and deal with a lot of intense things. And maybe my ha-has just weren't for them. But it also, I sent you the gig. It was also, you know, like just spread out tables in a chapel at a camp on a Monday night.
They were spread out.
Yeah. So that being said, I'm here in Jasper, and a lot of the time in you get a cabin, and you, that's your cabin. I am in a home that happens to be on a cabin and or be on a campsite, and I'm in a bedroom.
I was like, wait, what?
I'm in a bedroom, and there's other people staying in.
Yeah,
this.
I see like a. Oh, okay. So you have one of the bedrooms.
I have one of the bedrooms of the home. And I was supposed to have a twin bed, but apparently somebody didn't make it and I got upgraded to the full bed. So that being said,
usually every one of those bedrooms has like three like twin beds. So
you
could have had one of them. Just a bunch of
You know what, Melissa, day six on the road, six of six, you know, having woken up in Sacramento and going to bed in Jasper, Georgia, and slept 5 hours last night and then 2 hours this afternoon. I'm not looking for your silver linings, Nickerson. Is this what it feels like when I give them to you? Is this what it feels like? Because I always, this is a real role reversal.
No, my, that was just a commentary on the traditional Salvation Army cabin.
Right,
which has like the comforter and the lamp and the dresser, and a couple beds, and that's it.
it's such a random.
We played
thing.
Hide and seek in a lot of these.
Yes, it's such a random.
Really
thing
good
that we,
for hide and seek.
that we both know a lot about. So anyways, welcome everyone to our little podcast that could. Appreciate you guys being here. You backseaters mm-hmm. who were at the show in Indianapolis last Wednesday, feels like a lifetime ago when I was there. That was the start of this week. I went out to, if any of you were at all curious about what this week has been like for me, I flew out to Indianapolis where I headlined a show out there at the Helium, and it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then I did a fundraiser outside of Indianapolis after that in Whitestown, real city. I told them this is like the most, it was at a golf course in the middle of cornfields. I was like, this is the most Indiana thing in history. Wow. Flew to Sacramento where Taylor Tomlinson and I stayed in Sacramento for 3 days, but did a show in Sac and then two shows in SF and then a last night show in Chico. Woke up today, flew here, fly home tomorrow. So thank you, backseaters. Those of you that came out, it was a really fun show. I want to let you guys know about a couple more headlining dates we got coming up. Mm-hmm. It's a new one that got added, 11-3, the Punchline in San Francisco, 11-17, the Improv in Milwaukee, 11-18, the Improv in Chicago, December 5th, Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City, and then not on sale yet, but will be on sale probably this week, 12-12 at the Laugh Factory in San Diego. So also for Woo. Those of you up in Portland who are interested, it is on the website now. I'll be back in Portland on June 16th. That's way out there. That's a rescheduled date from an old gig at the old church there in Portland. Go ahead and buy tickets to that if you want. So there you go, folks. Also, all right. I think we have, when's Patreon hang, Mel?
Yeah, that's coming up. I believe it's October 17th, which is Sunday.
Like tomorrow, this coming Sunday?
This coming Sunday at 4:00 Pacific time.
Nice. Yep. Well, if you guys aren't familiar with Patreon, it's a way that you can give a little more and get a little more. And one of the things that we do is a monthly Zoom hang, just like this. It's like being a part of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we chat about life and love and hobbies and interests. And I believe we're going to discuss emojis this coming Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I did put that down. My notes.
Melissa's most used emoji when we're mm-hmm. going back and forth when I'm on the road is the zombie one. Which is not a real popular one, but that's why I like it. I don't see it from anyone else but you.
Zombie woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do the
LOL a lot too, but yeah. Yeah. The zombies.
The zombie originated from your psoriasis hands, right? You would like, that's how I always thought you used the zombie.
That's how you associated that?
Yeah,
no, I
psoriasis.
Just used it like a dead person walking.
Yeah, you know, like psoriasis. Like psoriasis. Exhausting.
Yeah, okay, this works. Do they have a psoriasis emoji?
Yeah, it's the zombie one.
No, it would be much more red and pink.
Yeah, but you would just...
If the zombie was pink and red.
You were... but you were sending it back when you were sleeping in your gloves.
Yeah, and you would go keep those on.
There was an era of your life of where you were sleeping in compression tights, gloves with lotion in them, and a mouth guard.
Now, I'm going to set the record straight.
So would put those three things on. But you would put. You
now
would, you
I
would
put goop you, in my eye.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. In the eye. Yeah. You would put like a bunch of extra lotion into the hand gloves, right? So they would just. You would just Deep. Soak in them.
Yeah, I always took them off though. That never worked in my sleep.
You take your mouth guard out in the middle of the night.
It's in the bed. But I will set the record straight. The compression tights were for the third kid. I was so cheap. I only bought one pair. I could not walk without them on. So you'd put them in the dryer or the wash at night. And then I'd have Joel put them in the dryer in the morning. This is science.
Man, those years are just straight blurs. Mm-hmm. I'm in Jasper, which is like no traffic, an hour and 15. They told me to give myself 2 to 2.5 hours to the drive into the airport tomorrow because we're going into the city with traffic, which, as you know, like small talk with strangers is my nightmare. It is. And now add travel mm-hmm. to it, like in the backseat of a car, awful.
Yeah, because you have a driver. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that being
And you
said,
can't go fast because you're not driving.
No, no. That being said, the people who picked me up today were an older couple and their grandparents, and they're really sweet. And they were talking about how much they love their grandkids. And the reason they go, well, we love the grandkids. It's so much more enjoyable of an experience than parenting, which is like funny, obviously.
Sure.
And a trope in the stuff that you hear about the responsibility. And they go, but our favorite part is having to watch our kids be parents.
You don't hear that much, but
I've never heard that. I've never, and they're not like you. I can tell just by their demeanor, they're very kind and gentle. They're not like overbearing, which is the worst type of grandparent, which is the one who tells you how to parent your kid. Not like, hey, can I help in any way or anything like that? But they said each of their kids has come to them and apologized and said, like, I had no idea how hard this was. You were really good at it.
Wow.
I'm just hoping that in, you know, how old's Gloria? Hopefully at least
almost 12,
15 to 20 years from now. Maybe you'll get
when
that
when she's
moment.
40. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get that moment from Gloria.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't predict it.
Yeah, it seems it's too far away to even think that, but of course it will happen.
Shut up, well, Mama. I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry, Mom, for yelling at you while you tried to teach me long division.
Yeah. Wild.
Is that all you got, babe?
Sorry, that's all I got. I don't have any words left. That's my main issue. Not that I've been talking to adults, because I certainly haven't been, but I'm out of words. That's I was laughing, I told you, about parenting memes last night.
Melissa, you cried laughing in a way that I've only seen you laugh 30 times in 20 years.
I do.
And you didn't even show me the
when
meme.
I laugh.
You just started talking about a meme that you still haven't found or sent me.
I'm going to have to create it.
About sit down and eat your pizza and watch the movie.
To me, it's just the funniest thing. It's the funniest meme I've found.
Okay, so, do a better job describing it. What's the picture?
Okay. I don't know. I just know the words. This meme gets me so hard. Okay, so maybe it's like a piece of pizza. No. It's just the text. And it says... it says...
You can't
eat. I have to find it. Okay. But it just says sit down and shut up and watch your eat your pizza and watch your movie.
It sounds like a very mediocre meme that just hit Melissa.
It just it was so perfect because you're telling your kids to do something, but none of them are like healthy or necessary. So it's like pizza is junk food. Like when you're yelling at a kid to watch a movie, it's just so good.
This is the second time in 24 hours.
It hit super hard.
Second time in 24 hours, you have cried laughing, just describing me a meme you haven't found.
No, I can't find it. I tried, but I cried by myself, and then I called you, and I cried, and then I cried right now explaining it. So I went to the drive-in with some friends and on Saturday, and it was a little more wild than usual. I think there was another family. Maybe that was it. But there were... 4 moms and 9 kids, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe 10. 9 or 10. and we did all this coordinating to like drive in together and sit, you know, get our cars situated. And we all took on something. So like I was on pizza and someone was getting popcorn and drinks and plates. And then a bunch of the kids were just flipping out, and we were basically saying like, eat your pizza.
Here you go again.
Watch the movie.
Here you go again.
And the irony was, we planned this like 3-4 weeks ago. One of our friends, her kid caught COVID at school. No symptoms, but like two of her kids had to quarantine for like 3 weeks at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And all this switching around of work. And so we planned on this and we were going to see Adam's family too. But by the time we got to the drive-in on the scheduled date, they had swapped the movies. So then we had to see Carnage, which is definitely PG-13.
There's
like an execution and, ooh, you know, and again, this is like, you would only show your third child this movie.
You would never
just show up at this movie with a seven-year-old.
You might not show your first child Adam's Family too.
Yeah. And then we talked this huge game, like we were going to stay for both movies because we've never done it before, but we were going to do it. We're going to stay for both. So we brought coffee and then they swapped that movie too. And it was Beetlejuice. And that's a pretty slow movie for kids. Like today they're like, what's going on? And so much dialogue. And
I told our kids that's like my favorite movie a while, and they tried to watch it on their own. They're like, this is terrible.
This generation does not like Beetlejuice. Like,
Well, they don't like slow movies either. And that's like a slow movie, you know?
And the way they described it was pretty funny. So, yeah, so we bailed on the second movie and we were totally that meme, you know, just shut up and eat your pizza and watch the movie.
You know what? You know where I've been seeing a couple memes is getting flagged on Joel's Bark account.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that checks out.
One of which I think I've sent.
Definitely.
If you guys are not familiar with Bark, and if you listen to the podcast, you certainly are. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app to help keep kids safe online. And you know, for it's used a lot in our household, but primarily where it's used is on our 14-year-old son, who we didn't want to get him a phone for a long time, and we didn't get him a phone until we had Bark. Because it does help monitor, not like spy and see everything. We only see things that are, you know, things that have like, you know, cyberbullying, adult content, profanity, suicidal ideation, threats of violence, drugs, stuff like that. That's the stuff that we get flagged on. And yes, every once in a while, the memes come in.
Yeah. So today I saw this overview page on the Bark app and it says Bark has analyzed over 10,200 activities on Joel's phone.
That's
and
crazy.
We've gotten like 100 alerts over that. So it says here, Bark has saved you 8 hours of manually checking Joel's device over the past 3 months.
Wow. So it's great for kids on older devices, also great with kids with younger devices. You can set timers. It obviously runs the same checks. And if you guys are backseaters here, you know, you get a free 7-day trial and 50% off for the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me. That's promo code Don't Make Me, all one word, no apostrophe. Free 7-day trial and 50% off for the life of your subscription. Bark.
Bark Technology. Keeping kids safe online.
You know, it's not our Zoom episode is not going to be the one that syncs up the best. So
no,
but I will compliment you in this. You're doing a good job not looking at yourself the whole time.
Oh, good. That was my problem. You said last time.
Well, you know,
maybe
and,
it was just where
I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem for everybody that, you know, I've been trying not to do this the whole time, which is where I take my sweatshirt and turn my head into a bald cap and just go, oh, I wonder what it's going to look like when I'm bald.
That doesn't even make sense.
You don't do this kind of stuff? You don't just pull your hair back as far as you can to see what it would look like if and when you lose all your hair?
No.
Oh, well, you should. That surprises me. That seems like something you would do.
Into a mirror?
Yeah. So what's the vibe at home, Melissa? Are you still feeling like our kids' deficiencies is your fault?
Ooh, good question.
Because that's where you were at when we talked yesterday. Our daughter, who has a hard time through the pandemic and has developed an anxious cough and can have a little social anxiety, Melissa has taken to blaming herself for that, which is usually behavior reserved for me. So it's nice that we have that in common now.
Ooh, no, actually, we're doing pretty good today. Claire got a play date in.
Oh, nice.
She got to go to a friend's house. Yeah, nice. The neighbor's kids. Yeah, so she got to go over there.
I bet there's some really funny play date memes out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, she went into a friend's house, which is good.
Yeah, she went to a friend's house, and she's been really, the last 2 days, we've been scootering a lot. And in one of the books we're reading, like What to Do When You Worry Too Much, it talks about how helpful exercise is. And so it's clicking for her, like, oh, I need to be active. And she's been trying to eat fruits and veggies. Like, it's cute. She's trying to stay healthy.
Make some healthy choices.
So that she can worry less. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know where she should put those fruits and veggies?
Where? In a munchie bag?
I didn't plan on doing the ad that early, but it just was so seamless.
The world's best snack cup?
Mm-hmm. Spill-proof snack cup. Yeah, snack yeah, cup? Yeah. You run the on ad, the market. Girlfriend. Boom, go. Hit me with those talking
All
points.
All right, guys. So munchie mug, as I said, world's best spill-proof snack cup on the market. It's got a soft fabric lid.
Boom.
It's easy for little kiddos to get their hands in there and get their snacks out.
Boom. Dads too.
So the kids get the snacks and the parents get clean cars and floors because the snacks aren't spilling everywhere. They stay in that little snack cup. You can customize it. It's got a billion different colors online. Made in the USA. So many options. And we've got a deal for you today.
Boom. If you guys go to munchiemug.com and you use promo code don't make me, that's all one word, no apostrophe, don't make me, you're going to get 25% off your entire order and you're already getting free shipping. Guys, it's the holidays. You know, get something real nice for, I wouldn't get it for your wife.
Parent in your life.
Yeah, I would get it for a parent in your life and I would get it for yourself is what I would get it for.
Yeah.
It's good for kids with small hands. It's good for dads, and it's also good for dads with small hands, which is me. Munchie Mug.
Making your life less messy.
Messy. Boom. So it's, you know, what do you think it is in you that causes the old, Melissa, we haven't done Dr. Dustin in a while.
It's
Melissa,
time for Zoom therapy.
Melissa, why, why do you blame yourself for your children's struggles?
Well, I think lots of people do that. A lot of parents do. Yeah,
but why do you blame yourself?
Because if I could just be perfect enough, everyone will be fine. I think that's achievable.
Are you upset that your kids aren't living up to your expectations? Or are you upset that you're not living up to your expectations? Or both?
You know what Claire said tonight? Waiting for Gloria, Guest Island, and she was scootering and she does her, we have a silly voice like, healthy habits, Claire. Healthy habits. And she said something like, life isn't perfect, but that's what makes it pretty great. perfect. And she said it with her healthy habits voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she told me scootering. She's like, I feel good when I'm scootering, and you know, yes, it's your endorphins and all that kicking in. You know, when you move your heart, your body, and that's what she said. That as the sun sets. Oh, so there you go.
So you got your daughter saying something nice to you out of the mouth of babes as you get to see sunset over water.
Yes.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Mel's going to cry for the second time on this podcast.
I used to have my tears on the memes.
Yeah. We do it for the memes. You just got to do it for the memes.
Yeah.
Do you, well, I think I'm going to have to get you in a one of the adult size scooters.
I might. Well, because I can either run next to her, which even you have to like have shoes on. I keep having sandals on in these scenarios. Or I got to get one of those, bigger scooters. Well, you just don't. I mean, they're all of our scooters are so old and janky.
Yeah.
We could. Santa might have to. Might have to deliver some scooters.
We could get two adult ones, and then we could use them with the kids, and then sometimes just without the kids, me and you could
just scootering around. I think everyone would like push us over.
Yeah, they're like, man, Dustin and Melissa were running, and then they just became a scooter couple. Are we sure that was the move, guys? Scooter couple?
Unless we got electric ones, that could be fun.
Are you picking me up from the airport tomorrow?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. I'm not flying Southwest, so my You're flight should get home.
Probably. That was like so many flights.
Yeah, I've heard like it's up to 2,000.
1,000? Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And the official statement is like, it's been weather and delays. And then the word on the streets is it was the mandatory vax thing, and a bunch of employees walked.
Oh.
Which if that's going to happen to one airline, that's going to be Southwest. Well, they're based in Texas, but yeah.
Texas? Okay.
But, you know, Southwest is the conservative airlines. They're the Chick-fil-A of airlines.
I just had only heard about mandates like in New York, on the West Coast. I hadn't heard any. I did see the headline that to get like heart transplant, some of the transplant lists, like you have to be vaccinated.
That makes sense. Did you see
I hadn't heard about the airlines.
Did you hear about the plane crash in Santee?
I did see that.
That's wild. I had a couple people message like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I mean, we don't live in Santee. Let's not get carried away here. But I think people more assume, like, it was probably one of those smaller planes. We were just out there getting the shirts, right?
So there's a little airport out there.
Right.
And I don't know if I just saw it in my feed, but I'm assuming it was like a little plane. Yeah. But they don't know if there were like two or three passengers on it. And there was like a UPS driver and like.
So sad. Crazy.
Hit a house. Yeah.
Crazy.
Just lost control or something. Yeah.
Do the kids hear about it or know about it or anything like that? That's always one of those things when something like that happens that close to home. You're like, oh, we're going to discuss this, but maybe they haven't heard yet. If they haven't, no, Joel, we'll hear about it tomorrow at school.
Yeah. We don't have like the news on, right?
Right.
We all just got home.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about yesterday, Joel, breaking you down for Chipotle and Yogurt Land, was it? He just wore you down.
So Gloria was in Huntington Beach on a canoeing trip all weekend. Mm-hmm. She pretty much
had the weekend off. You it was like an off, it was like an off weekend for you.
She raced Saturday morning, like at 8 a.m. in an ocean canoe for six people, and it was like a 2-hour race, 9 kilometers. Kilometers. That's the same thing. Okay.
Same thing.
We're just going to keep going. She has a friend's parents who chaperoned her, which was very nice. Cause 7-year-olds don't like driving to Huntington Beach at like 3 a.m.
No.
Saturday mornings.
Neither do 37-year-olds
or 14-year-olds. Yeah. So, so she was gone, and then the chaperone's other daughter raced on Sunday. So she spent the whole weekend with them in Huntington Beach. So on Sunday, I like talked this big game how I was going to go to the grocery store, and then I was like, I need to get Claire moving. So I postponed the grocery store and we went to a park. But getting a 14-year-old and a 7-year-old to agree on an activity involving exercise on a Sunday. Very hard. We were going to do the Pokemon Community Day, which does involve technology, right? It's an app.
Sure, you know? But it's walking, it's moving. Yeah, and they both like it.
And you kind of have to trick Claire into moving these days. So, you know, yeah. So
she's like me.
Yeah. So we missed that. And we were talking about Balboa. And then Claire wanted a scooter. So then we like landed on a park. And then, yeah, we went to Chipotle at like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just to kind of take care of lunch and dinner. You know, just like dinner. That's what Joel said. So we just had like middle of the day Chipotle. And then we did a bunch of laps. We like, you know, exercise at the park. And then Joel was like pushing Yogurt Land really hard. And I was like, I mean, I got pizza and popcorn last night at the
eat your pizza and watch the movie.
And we already had Chipotle. And then he said, well, I don't get a fall break anymore because the girls are on their second week of fall break.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, and you guys are doing stuff and getting, like, we went to Chick-fil-A last week without him.
So he went the day before, but.
Yeah, everyone's had appointments and therefore earned food. I don't know. So anyways, he wore me down and yeah, we got Yogurtland last night as well.
You sent me the video of Claire, which is always nice. And then also super sad. Also day 5 on the road. You're like, I can't take it anymore. And
yeah, cause it's like sunset and we're sitting outside having Yogurt Land.
And I'm driving to freaking Chico.
Yeah.
But we did have a discussion, Taylor and I, about how gummies are like a very little kid topping. Because she had gummy worms. And as an adult, you're like, that's the worst topping there is.
Oh, but I would have to disagree because Claire, Joel and I tried the pumpkin spice Froyo, coffee. Ooh. Froyo.
Okay. How was it?
It tasted like coffee. Oh. It was, it didn't taste like pumpkin. I thought it was good. Joel did not like it.
Sure.
Claire got like Rocket, which is like a popsicle. It tastes like a popsicle.
Okay.
That's her favorite. And then she got all these sour gummy worms. And then she doesn't really finish dessert. So she started giving us the gummy worms. And we were done. And we were like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Because you would never order that. And I never have sour gummy worms. They were delicious. They were so good. And she has a photo in that video she sent you. Yeah. I have the funniest face because I'm chewing a gummy worm, like a frozen sour gummy worm, and it's delicious. So
so yogurt was like not a thing. Yogurt was not a dessert when we were a kid. What did we get as kids like that were like that, where you get to choose like your toppings? Do you ever remember a toppings bar of any type for dessert?
Well, there's a little TCBY.
But right. Yeah. And they'll have like a TCBY would be like when you're like at like a buffet or a soup plantation, similar vibe where they're like, hey, here's your little tiny bowl of peanuts. Here's your chocolate syrup.
The soft serve.
That's not a toppings bar.
No, I mean, there is nothing like Froyo in that. I mean, they have everything, you know?
And it's good for you, right? It's healthy. It's like it's like eating straight up fruit.
It's totally fruit.
There's no added sugar. It's fruit.
It says healthy store.
I actually get
they have ice cream there.
Yeah. You know how some people do juice fast? I actually do yogurt fast. Now, it includes any of the toppings.
Froyo.
Froyo fast.
Yeah. All you can eat toppings.
If it comes in the form of a topping, you can still have it. So like I'll like scramble some eggs, you know, and it's technically a topping. It never goes on top of it, I full put Oreos. On. Yeah, it's a pretty effective cleanse. And it's one of those cleanses that, you know, I've done a lot of cleanses over the years, and it's not, it doesn't, it feels more than physical. Does that, you understand?
Metaphysical?
Yeah, it's a spiritual cleanse. It, you know, cleans your colon and your soul. I'd like to tell
the
you.
The cat got in.
Yeah.
He's being super weird.
Yeah, well,
so
I was wondering why you weren't fully engaging with that bit. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, he's moving around and he freaks me out.
What do you think? Is there plastic for him to go eat?
The vet told us he turned 15. And she wanted us to get like a full blood panel for him.
It's and so funny.
I was like, maybe next time.
It's so funny when they... what's cat years to human? The first year of
practice. Oh gosh, he's right here. He's being so weird. Ever since we found out he was almost 15, he's lurking around, and yeah, he's being super weird. And the girls are starting to worry about him, his path.
Yeah. Well, so. they say I'm looking at this little chart right here, and it says cat ages to human years. And it doesn't give you like the straight up 1-7 ratio. They say that's misleading. Okay, this is great. This is really good. So they have 4 life stages. Ready?
Yeah.
This is very funny. Kitten is 1 to 6 months. And that's like 1 month is the equivalent of a 1-year-old. 3 months is the equivalent of a 4-year-old. 6 months is the equivalent of a 10-year-old. So that's the first. This is
wow.
This is the first one.
6 months.
That's okay. That's yeah, your kitten is no longer a kitten when it hits 10 months. Then it hits its second life stage, which is junior. And at 12 months, it's a 15-year-old, and at 18 sure. months, it's 21, and at 2, it's 24. I mean, who knows how they came up with this math?
Well, that does check out, because my friend wanted to have kittens, a litter of kittens during COVID. And her cat got pregnant at like 12 months.
At 12 months. So, that's yeah.
a teen pregnancy.
That's a teen pregnancy. Yeah. That teen pregnancy cat rate is high. Okay. And then third life stage is 3 and up. And that's adult.
Senior? Okay. Adult.
Adult. And that's for... And at 3, they're 28, and then you add an additional 4 for every cat year. So 4, they would be 32, 5, 37. No, I'm bad at math. 30. We're going up by 4. So 32, 36, 40. And then 11 and 8, you have a picture of a very distinguished cat. They're senior. That's our guy, senior. Yeah. And it's 11 and up. So at 11 years old, they're 60, and then you add four years for every additional cat year. So how old did you say he was?
He's about to be 15.
Okay.
That's your laundry.
So he's 80.
He's sitting in your clean laundry.
He's an 80-year-old.
We don't need this in our lives.
Yeah, speaking of 80-year-olds, my dad's coming back soon. Okay, well, I'm going to let you tend to that 80-year-old man in your room, because...
Hey, he's going to bite me.
We've got lives to live, and I've got to get up to drive to Jasper with 2 strangers tomorrow. But, he's needing. This is very funny. All right, I almost said I love you.
I don't even know how he got in.
Because that's how you normally sign off on a Zoom call. Like, love you, goodbye, like our nightly FaceTime. But more importantly, thank you for listening, everybody.
People are listening right now.
No, we just shared memes and cat age charts. All right. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
All right,
everybody.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our highest tiered patrons. Thank you so much for your contribution. and support of this podcast to Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz-Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, Dave Cox, Isaac Terran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend, Reptile Sanctuary, check them out on YouTube, and Jordan Cowan. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate, again, you and your support of this podcast. Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.